G'day Woodies, it's Luke here from the sunny beaches of Durban, South Africa, in particular the Umhlanga area. It is beautiful here on the coast. Still haven't seen any cricket, disappointed, I'll admit, but apparently it's an off-season. Who'd have thought, you know, those things exist. While we're going, this is basically a little bit of me just on my own, just doing a little chat. Since it's a little chat, and for long time listeners, they'll know about my little chub. And let me tell you, the little chub is it's still around. I haven't got around to losing the little chub. In fact, the food here is beautiful, and quite frankly, my chub's gotten bigger. It's somewhat of a big chub. Anywho, so these are the diaries of me on my trip, and basically what I want to use these for is just to have a little bit of a catch up. Scenes as there's been some things that have happened in the world of cricket over the last couple of weeks that whilst we have been on holidays has occurred, and seeing as I'm working night shift and I am alone, I have watched a considerable amount of one, sport, and two, cricket. So, we're going to kick off with it's a little bit while ago now, but the English-South African series that wrapped up a couple of weeks ago to an emphatic victory from the Englishmen coming into the Ashes at the end of this year. It was worrying signs if I was an Australian batsman, especially with things as at the time we didn't have a team as such. So since then, obviously the ACA has been sorted out. They've sorted out their stuff. We've got a new charter, and the, you know, cricket in Australia will commence as per usual. It's all fun and games from that perspective. However, England did very well against South Africa, as was noted, belting them quite convincingly. I didn't see that coming. I thought South Africa would put up quite a bit of a fight. The bowling from the young fella, from Roland Jones, I think it is. Roland, he did very well, very good on debut, and looks like, you know, he'll have quite a good summer when he comes down here. I think the conditions will suit him. Broad, obviously, in the most recent test against the West Indies, took over Sir Ian Botham's record of wickets, and his average, or I guess all of his stats actually are quite comparable to the great man, down to almost within you know, ones and twos of different stats. So he's obviously in some incredible form, and at only 32, 33, he's got many years in him, and you know, many more to come, which is I guess as an English fan you'd be pretty happy. The rest of us not so happy. I mean, What else has happened? So, next up was the Indian versus Sri Lanka, test series, where Sri Lanka got pantsed pretty easily. India, they look very dominant. Shikhar Dhawan played well. In fact, they all played well. There's some serious heat, being produced from a batting side, and the bowlers didn't miss out either. So obviously they put Sri Lanka to the sword pretty convincingly throughout that series, and at this time of this recording they've done a very similar job on the first one dayer in their system as well. So you know, I watched that game. Sri Lanka were 1 for 134 after, I don't know, 25 hours or something like that, and looking pretty good, and then just capitulated, which is never fun to watch, especially against India. But you know, these things happen. So unfortunately, they were put to the sword pretty convincingly in that game too. I spoke about it just before, but the England West Indian game was all over in 3 days. It was the first time it's been a long time since I've seen 19 wickets fall from a team, in concession. That's, That's certainly something I would have to check the record books on, but I'm sure someone will tell me I'm wrong. But you know, that's yeah, unbelievable. Just the West Indian, the state of West Indian cricket at the moment is, it's not good. It's clearly coming through in their, well, their I guess their performances. It's clearly not good enough. I heard Michael Holding come out and say that, you know, that he wanted the tier system. I'm not for that. I don't think that that helps promote the game. I don't think people would really care if it was just Australia versus India versus England versus South Africa over and over and over again. I think it's good for the game that we play each team. And if you wanted to play by that logic, I mean, Australia got rolled by Pakistan, the UAE, and then rolled by Sri Lanka for, you know, soon after that. And then we got beaten in India. So, I mean, does that make us a tier two team? What if Australia goes into the second tier, or England goes in the second tier, and the Ashes are in jeopardy? It just doesn't make sense to myself. And I think at the end of the day, it's not a viable option. I think closer to it is, as previously mentioned on the podcast, that we look to a full setup. Yeah, I know that Alex is your boy as far as that's concerned. I'm not your expert, but that certainly was I guess my outtake on that. West Indian cricket looked pretty shabby, and again the English bowlers were scintillating. The batting wasn't as great. Captain Cook, obviously coming off a big 200, that doesn't hurt your chances. But of the two bat of the whole team, the only two batsmen that really fired were himself and Joe Root. The rest, I think, went for less than 30. I think it wasn't. There might have been 140 in there, but otherwise it was pretty dismal. Obviously, towards the end of the game, they were looking to swing for the fences, so that is to be expected to a certain degree. But either way, what it means is that it's looking pretty. Like a pretty intense battle coming into the Ashes. Obviously, Australia's got the Bangladesh tour coming up. That's obviously something that we'll look to cover possibly in my little jibs. You know, we'll keep you posted on that. That's just a little update as far as what's going on in the world of cricket at the moment. Obviously, off season. But I'm sitting in my lovely apartment in Umhlanga, Durban, thought I'd drop a line. So thanks, Woodies. I'll be back at some stage. Again, watching a lot of Premier League at the moment, watching a lot of South African Curry Cup. So, you know, I might get on the mic again. We'll see. I don't know. I'm a big guy. I can do what I want.